Okay, I'm going to recognize Southwest Missouri real quick. I don't know if they want to. Hello, Southwest Missouri? Do you want to be, do you have something to say, or are you just listening to the show?
Sure thing, Eli. This is Linstead here.
Linstead.
Last week, other than lying about me being a convicted child molester.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Rio and Toll Fink, for about a minute and a half, at about the 14-minute, 30-second mark, confronting the Shills, number four last week, is that Brian Real, he was saying that when he was running around taking down all my websites, that you had agreed to go ahead and help him make bogus DMCA complaints, and then he bitched that you didn't, you know, he went ahead and wrote up three pages of it, and then he bitched that you didn't.
Well, first of all, I never made any agreement with him to do anything like that. What I agreed to was if there was some, because he had more problems with you than I was having, and he asked me to help him, you know, in any way that I could. And I said, yeah, but I never agreed to do anything illegal or, you know, unethical, you know. And I have never filed an FBI report against anyone, let alone you. Okay, so.
Well, I've heard different deals that, this was in 2011. Somebody who Brian Rio was stalking here, he sort of thought, he got the notion that I had snitched out Brian Rio, and you'd gone ahead and we'd had this big to-do around Halloween. The real problem here, Brian Rio is a mongrel, and obviously a mongrel, but anyway, he sort of thought this other fellow, and from what I gather, Pastor John Britton and this other guy made a deal with you and Brian Rio to essentially call all the federal law enforcement agencies with us here, and I've heard that you'd gone ahead and kept your part of the deal.
No, I've never done
that.
I mean, my phone records prove that I never once called the FBI in my whole life. You know, it's really that simple.
Well, I got a November 28th. Got a November 28th talk show recorded with you and Brian Rio talking about you calling the Chicago FBI on some NIMBUster retards. But
What I did was I contacted TalkShoe. I never did call the FBI.
You've done that several times here. I know about that here. In fact, I've gone ahead and saved your chat. See, I do go ahead and spy on you quite a bit.
I know you do.
I spy on that Sephardic Malengian, Jeremy Visser. I spy on about everyone here.
We know you do. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
But that's
good
to know. Right now, Fink and Rio are blasting me, for various reasons. But it's because I don't preach violence against non-whites. That's what this is all about. And so, let me just ask you quick, because we do want to get into the show. Do you think that Rio and Fink were working together all along?
I think you all were working along pretty well. I was listening to what you said here. I was. I got a little bit of an emergency. I got to do a emergency turn because over on a different pseudo-white nationalist forum, some little Jew boys managed to hack into their, database here.
Well,
that's the biggest thing going on.
I think that
you and Emma Heiser and Brian Rio and the rest, we're all good buddies here, and I think you're a Sephardic Jew, and I think it's pretty well a fight between the Sephardic and Ashkenazi, and pretty well if it was up to you, I don't think there would have been this fight here. I mean, Fink is a total sociopath.
Well, next Friday I'm going to do a show and reveal my, you probably heard my real name is Putz. I was born in Germany. And, there's no Sephardic blood or even Polish blood.
I'd heard Cuts. K-U-T-Z.
Yeah, well, they misspelled it deliberately. They misspelled it deliberately to make it sound Jewish. Okay?
Well,
this is another trick that they use. Okay?
Okay, well, I heard about 2 years ago somebody had sent me, one of my sources. I mean, I have people, every time people get pissed off one another, they feed me a bunch of shit. And I go in and of course, bring it up here.
Yeah. Okay, Linstead. You and I need to talk because I never called the FBI on anyone, and I've got phone records to prove it. Okay.
Okay.
And,
but I have heard you say that you had, you know, you and Brian Real had conspired to take down my webpage. But anyway,
conspired. It was legitimate complaints. There's no conspiracy.
Well,
there.
We can go ahead.
Okay. Because you admit
time.
That you're trolling my shows. All right. Okay. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he admits to trolling my shows, and that's the basis of my complaints against him. That's all there is to that. I never called the FBI, and I never cooperated with Brian Rio in any such a fashion. Okay. He at the time, that is Brian Rio, was looking to become a policeman. Okay. And so he was, from my perspective, he was looking to get out of, you know, all of the backbiting that was going on between himself and Linstead, all right? And he was afraid that it might negatively impinge on his being able to be a policeman. So, and I agreed to help him on that score, but I never participated in taking anybody's website down or anything like that, okay?
Well, I think the Jews have been successful at pitting us one against another.
That's right. That's right.
What they do, you know, they're good at infiltrating.
Yes.
And I don't know. It's obvious we've been infiltrated, and I'm not even naming names. I just know that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, we're one of the few groups out there really pointing a finger at the true enemy. Why would they be leaving us alone?
Yeah. And then somebody with FBI connections had to, because the police are not authorized to give out private information on citizens, okay? So somebody found out my real last name is Putz, P-U-T-Z, and then he started informing white nationalist groups that it's spelled K-U-T-Z, which is, I don't know if there's a Jew in the world named Kutz. I don't know if there is such a, you know, a surname anywhere. But he deliberately misspelled it to make it sound Jewish, right? Okay. So now where did this guy have this information from? He had to have a friend in the police department to be able to do that because that's illegal. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
You can't just call the police and get information on private individuals. You can't do that anymore. Okay. So anyway, that's where all that sits. Okay. And then I'll talk with Linstead to see what he's got to say about all of this, okay? All right, so, Greg, let's go back.